We're going to take you live now to Tehran, where we're celebrating National Nuclear Technology Day, and addressing the crowd will be head of the Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salehi.
I would like to have a brief reference. Without a doubt, accelerating the economic growth at a global level requires the provision of reliable sources that are lasting, especially in the field of energy. Experts in this field are very well aware of the fact that nuclear power, unlike energy sources from other sources in the power grid of any country, is considered as the base load and is more reliable and dependable. Also, unlike fossil power, nuclear power is a source of clean energy and is compatible and is environment friendly. Given the environmental concerns and issues at a global level, and also especially in the Middle East region, we are pleased to witness the development of nuclear power plants among our neighboring countries. Mr. President, with your advice, the organization is intending to develop capacities and make small power plants alongside the construction of 2,000 megawatt nuclear power plants within the Bushehr power plant. This is another plan that is being pursued by the management of the atomic organization of the country. Among the objectives in the development of power plant activities, in addition to provision of requirements of the energy requirements of the country, also providing assistance to the provision of sweet water in the privileged and less privileged areas for agriculture uses, and also provision of drinking water is also among our agenda. It should also be noted that power that water supply is also among the from the sea sources also among the activities. Moving toward those goals highly requires the collective participation efforts of decision makers in the government. Now, at present, despite all the threats and sanctions simultaneous with the efforts and attempts of all those involved in the country, the domesticization is on the agenda of the activities in Iran's Atomic Energy Organization. One clear example is the making of the first fuel production at Nuclear Bukhara with the lead fuel. Today, the great people of Iran will see this great achievement accomplished. It also should be noted that given the Article 4 of the macro policies of the establishment regarding the health sector that are envisaged among the policies adopted in line with the resistance economy, commanded by the leader of Islamic Revolution, this organization is intent upon executing complementary measures. In other words, in the production of radio drugs and nuclear drugs needed by hospitals in the country, we have achieved the variegation and giving variety to the products required. And today, with the blessing of God, we're witness to the unveiling of a number of new nuclear drugs. We plan to upgrade the quality of the medicine and the standardization given these international standards to maintain a constant presence in the regional and global markets. On all, we should say that people in this organization, through their attempts and also the subsidiaries and sister companies related to us, with given the blessing of God and also relying on our national resolve in line with peaceful nuclear activities of the country, that we have been making attempts day and night. So I was about to offer some other explanations regarding the route taken, especially in the past two decades, and also the perspective and for future operations, but we should take this into consideration that today's ceremony is being held in the presence of a dignitary whose name and record of performance since the first years of the Islamic Revolution. He has had lots of plans, and it has been macro policies for the Islamic Revolution, especially in the nuclear field. And there has been this strong bond between all these operations. So at the same time, I would like to offer congratulations on this auspicious occasion. So I want to ask the respected and popular president to take the floor. I'd like to ask him to offer his guidelines and instructions in his speech. Peace and blessing.
چشم دل باز کن که جان بینی آنچه نادیدنی است آن بینی گر به اقلیم عشق رویاری همه آفاق گلستان بینی دل هر ذره را که بشکافی آفتابیش در میان بینی. خودکفایی، نشاط و شادابی در صنعت هسته‌ای در سایه همدلی و همزبانی دولت و ملت
in light of sympathy and rapport between the government and the people, as commanded by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, indigenizing and self-sufficiency and independence and peaceful nuclear technology. This is the result of those guidelines. In line with the directives and policies of our country, the Islamic Republic of Iran, aimed at independence and indigenizing and domesticizing different technologies, including nuclear technology. Self-sufficiency in one aspect of this industry, that is production of nuclear fuel, is on top of the priorities of the Organization of Atomic Organization of Iran. Last year, as required and with the blessing of God, through self-sufficiency, a resolution and attempts of the elite and experts who are anonymous, hopefully, our objectives were achieved. Given the macro policies envisaged by the president of the Atomic Organization, young experts at this organization are making attempts to domesticize and indigenize the nuclear technology and go to the help of the economy. Well, fuel, power plants, and also radioisotopes also defined in the same context, making use of safety standards and utilizing power plants and related paraphernalia have caused, before the loading of the main fuel in the reactors, a virtual sample is uploaded and various phases of the tests are conducted. Production of virtual fuel is a long stride in line with accurate utilization of fuel power plants and power reactors. Now, characteristics of virtual fuel complexes in terms of components and the geometrical shapes and also technical specifications that are exactly the same as the major power plant. And the difference is only in the pills that are being uploaded, in which Lead is used with a density which is similar instead of uranium pills. In the related fixture, more than 2,000 point welding are assembled, and there are 15 spacers with the related outlink components, and 18 rods are assembled that way. The specifications of the virtual complexes should not be different from those of the main complexes, so that's why each one of the complexes has lots of components from stainless steel that are being mounted with welding machines. Given the sensitive operations and power reactors, and because of safety reasons, all the designing, production, and utilization of such virtual fuel complexes are highly sensitive, and they're given the natural complexities of the nuclear technology, the designing and production of virtual fuel should be given with accurate planning and definition of relevant projects. So this great accomplishment, which is indebted to the blood of the martyrs, especially the nuclear martyrs, is another source of pride for the achievements, of the Islamic Revolution and the atomic organization of the country that happened in the government of wisdom and prudence, in which we witness new technologies, various fields of technology, including the nuclear technology. The P5+1 has come to accept that Iran should benefit from enrichment within its soil. That means what they used to say until yesterday regarding enrichment in Iran, that is a threat for the region and the world. Today, everyone has accepted to the fact that enrichment within Iran is no threat for anyone. And I would like to expressly state the fact here that enrichment and all nuclear technology is solely for the development of Iran. Thank you. We should applaud, and we should also pray our experts and specialists who have been making attempts day and night, and this is that make us come here and speak about their achievements proudly in a place like this. Like it was mentioned, the unveiling ceremony will be held regarding the first power reactors complex, as you witnessed in the clip. So we are giving this good news, and this will be celebration will be covered by the media across Iran and elsewhere in the world. So we should also say that given this achievement, a major part of the nuclear cycle has been completed, and we should be proud that all the phases of studying, designing, experimenting, and also the production of all the components, the equipment, the construction of the production line, and also quality and quantity controls were all based on the expertise of Iranian contractors and scientists. So hopefully this accomplishment will bring further dynamism and progress to other technologies. So I would like now to invite the respected